Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Leeds head to New Plymouth, where about 15,000 music lovers are in the process of descending the three-day WOMAD 2024 festival. Kicked off earlier today with a weekend of music. Acts like Mochiba and the Ibibo Sound Machine and Anthony Tonin set to entertain the masses. RNZ's own music lover and indeed former host of Nights, Brian Crump, is there. And we have him on the line now. Brian, kia ora.
Kia ora, Emil. Descending, is that what I'm doing?
You've descended, and you're about to ascend, I suppose, as well,
yeah,
Brian.
Well, yeah, getting high, but in the nicest possible way, in that most natural possible way. Actually, the first thing that descended when I arrived, was walking up through the beautiful Pukekura Park, and I just followed the sound, which is the easiest way to find WOMAD, and it was Straw People playing Sweet Disorder. Slightly serenaded by the tui, the bush, the sounds of the bush, and it sounded quite idyllic, and I thought we must have got through the worst of the rain that was forecast. And then I arrived just as I came through, and that Dubioza Collective, which is this Balkan dance band, came on, and the heavens opened, and suddenly there were all these pogo dancing pagodas around me. It was quite spectacular for a moment there, Emil. But it was a bit wet.
We have some beautiful sound coming through.
Can you hear it?
We can hear it in the background. You're coming through crystal clear and the ambience in the
I'm
background.
I'm glad to hear, and I can just hear you, Emil, over. That's Gilberto Gil, former Brazilian Minister of Culture, was he? He was for a bit.
Brazilian politicians, they get up
also,
to a lot.
Yeah, and also a political prisoner for a while too.
Right.
So he's lived a lot. He's possibly feeling a bit cold out there. I mean, now that it's stopped raining, the sky's clearing, it has got quite cool. I'm very glad I had my go-to before. One of my go-tos when I come to WOMAD is a hot chocolate. Mm. I go through quite a few of those. Mm-hmm. That's warmed my hands up. But yes, he's sounding lovely, isn't he, Emil?
Absolutely beautiful. Brian, describe what you can see around us, around you there. Take us there with you. What is it, a visual extravaganza as well as an aural one?
Yeah, it's lots of coloured lights, Emil. I can't quite describe, but the cafe, which is up where I'm sitting right next to, has a whole lot of, some of them are lanterns. There's this kind of LED thing. It's, you stand inside it looks almost like a shower curtain. Mm. And then you stand inside it and the lights fall on you. And I can see a couple right now, and they're doing a selfie, and they're embracing each other in there. And, oh, I won't look too close.
Yeah.
You know, it's very sweet. It's quite charming. And all the trees, a lot of the trees are lit up from underneath. It's a festival light as well as sound in there.
Well, that's the thing about WOMAD. It's not just about the music, is it? It's a real artistic and sort of world experience.
Yes. Yeah, and I think, for me, the music always comes first, but there is definitely that vibe. It was interesting talking to a couple who I was walking up with as Straw People were playing, and they said the last time they were here was 5 years ago. And you probably discussed what was happening this time 5 years ago on the, well, people had been on the radio today. And that was a terrible shock, the Christchurch mosque attacks. But the community, they were talking about how the community came together and supported each other. And yes, that was much more than just music then, Emil.
Now, you're there for the weekend, Brian. Tell us, what are your digs like? Are you in one of the glamorous teepees that I have seen scattered across social media,
no,
per
I'm
chance?
No, I'm not glamping. I'm not glamping, Emil. I'm in a motel.
Oh.
I'm totally wussing out. I mean, I have stayed in the tent. And I'm glad I'm not staying in the tent tonight.
I bet.
But the weather forecast for tomorrow and Sunday is stunning. I'm going to need my sunscreen tomorrow, I understand.
That's what I like to hear. Are there any acts or events you're especially excited about, Brian, or are you an equal opportunist in this regard?
Oh, definitely the latter.
Hmm.
Last time I was here, the groups that really rocked my boat were groups I hadn't heard of before, like Moita, the German techno brass band. Brilliant stuff. I'm really looking forward to Baba Mao, and I think that's one of the groups I've got to MC on Sunday night, so I better get prepared for him. Anthony Tonnen I always love, but really it's whatever I stumble across and making the most of the moment, Emil.
Well, that's one of the wonders of festivals, isn't it? And I was going to say, Brian, that I hope you are able to enjoy yourself as well as work at this festival.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no. My gig's not too stressful.
Nice.
Particularly after I missed my first plane today.
Indeed.
And I missed out on the emceeing. I was supposed to be introducing Gilberto Gil.
Oh.
But thankfully, Mark Amory stepped in. And I'll be hopefully stepping in for him tomorrow.
You did all of that research, Brian, and now you're just going to have to yak to unsuspecting strangers about it instead.
Yes.
It is beautiful, and I really enjoyed your description of that couple that you were talking about before, because, I mean, I went to a music festival recently, and the thing that struck me was how spiritually enriching it is to be in a place where there are thousands of other humans worshipping at the, you know, the nourishing altar of music. It's a very, spiritual experience, isn't it, to see people coming together like that?
Yes. It was interesting. There was some, you know, disquiet about the controversy that Ziggy Marley has garnered across the Tasman, and there was a protest against Ziggy Marley when he performed at WOMAD Adelaide, and there's a possibility. I do know that there's a bit of extra security for him, but I haven't seen any signs of that yet here today. I was wondering if I might see more police officers around, and I haven't. And, I mean, I don't know what will happen tomorrow. I imagine a few people might be waving some placards, but whether that actually disrupts things, that's what happened in Adelaide, but it didn't disrupt the concert. And talking to people here, I don't think there's too much concern about. People aren't focusing on that, I don't think. They're focusing on what they've always focused on, which is the music, the dance, the food, and avoiding, when it's raining, avoiding the mud and the puddles.
Great stuff. Brian Crump, I hope you brought your gumboots.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I've got
Brian.
My nice new running shoes, and they're already wet. My socks
dear.
Are wet, Emil. This is what I do.
Well, good luck with that, Brian. I hope you sort that out. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, and thanks so much for talking to us here on Night.
Thank you very much, Emil. Have a lovely night.
That's our beloved Brian Crump, who joined us there from New Plymouth for where he is for WOMAD 2024.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.